Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures today were mixed. We had wheat lower on both accounts. Kansas City wheat led the way lower today. Disappointing, 12 cents lower in July, down to 512 and a quarter. And the low was 509, so it was 3 cents off the low. But the slide here we've seen over the last 2 days has us back below the critical moving average. So the long-term trend, it looks like, could still remain down. Now, it has not gone through the 485 number set back at the first part of May. But it looks like that could be the next target. Now, that is still about 28 cents down from the current price. But, you know, 5 to 7 days ago with the market rallying, people were becoming really optimistic. If you look at our back door here in Oklahoma with all the rainfall we've received, it's really hard to justify why the price could be going down. It seems like the crop has just deteriorated. Due to the fact that there is, it looks like harvest is going to be a little bit behind schedule, and that opens the door for some other problems. But the wheat process has sold off. Now, Kansas City was down, but not quite as much, down 5 to 8 cents. July Chicago wheat was at 488.5, down 4.25. And then corn was down 6.5 cents, and beans were up 4.5.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop progress and condition report showed corn plantings up 7 points on the week to 92%. We're ahead of the 88% average. Emergence is ahead as well at 74%. We're at 62% average. The first corn rating for the good to excellent category was 74% good to excellent. That's a really good number. Illinois was 80%, Indiana 75%, Iowa 79%. So those big corn states, really good ratings at this point. Beans progressed at 16% on the week up to 61%. The average is 55%. Emergence 32%, where the average is 25%. So really good numbers there. And then winter wheat conditions overall remained unchanged at 45% good to excellent. There were a lot of people thinking that that could possibly go down due to the fact that what we saw here in the weather we've seen here. It did slip a little bit, but not enough to offset the average. Spring wheat, 96% planted, normally 79%. And then cotton is 47%. Normally 61%. Of course, with all this rainfall, it's really slowed that down here in a large part of the growing region here in the south.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping the markets, June live cattle 67 higher at 152.47. August up 80 at 151.42. August feeder cattle up 182 at 221.42. September up 165 at 220.17. June lean hogs 60 higher at 83.77. July up 52 at 83.32. July Kansas City wheat down 12.5 at 512, and December down 14 and 3/4 at 538. July July Chicago wheat down 5 3/4 at 487 3/4. July corn down 5 1/2 at 349 1/2. December down 6 1/2 at 366 3/4. July soybeans up 4 1/2 at 927. November up 1 3/4 at 906 1/2. July cotton down 26 at 6305. December down 5 at 6403. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.